BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US Democratic Party presidential candidate Kamala Harris has accused her Republican rival Donald Trump of not wanting the American people to see whether or not he's fit to become president. Ms. Harris accused Mr. Trump, who's 78, of a lack of transparency about his health records hours after she disclosed her own.
Today I released my medical records, as has, I believe, every candidate for president of the United States except Donald Trump in this election cycle. And it is clear to me that he and his team do not want the American people to really see what it is that he is doing and whether or not he actually is fit to do the job of being president of the United States.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 15 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in different parts of the country. One of the targets was Deir Bila in northern Lebanon, which had not been hit before. The IDF says Hezbollah militants fired more than 300 projectiles into Israel on Saturday. It's ordered the evacuation of more villages in southern Lebanon, telling residents to move north. King Charles has led tributes to Alex Salmond, the nationalist former First Minister of Scotland, who brought it to the brink of independence. He's died suddenly at the age of 69, collapsing after giving a speech in North Macedonia. The King said Alex Salmond's devotion to Scotland drove his decades of public service. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer called him a monumental figure. Ian Blackford is a former leader of Mr. Salmond's Scottish National Party.
He took the SNP not just to a position of leadership, but to one of government. And of course, the only person that's ever led a party in the Scottish Parliament to a majority situation, and that led to the independence referendum that they had in 2014. So he has a very strong legacy that he has left behind.
In 2021, Mr. Salmond founded ALBA, an alternative Scottish independence party. An Indian politician has been shot dead in the commercial capital, Mumbai. Gunmen opened fire on Baba Siddiqui, who was 66, near the office of his son, who's also a politician. Two people have been arrested in connection with the killing. Here's Anbarasan Itharajan.
Baba Siddiqui, a former minister, was a senior figure in the politics of Maharashtra state, which is expected to hold legislative polls next month. In February, he had defected from Congress, India's oldest party, and joined a regional party that's part of the governing coalition of the BJP. Though two suspects have been taken into custody, the motive is not clear. Siddiqui was known for lavish parties and for close ties to Bollywood superstars. The shooting happened amid high security due to a major Hindu festival in the city. Opposition parties have criticized the government, saying it was a major lapse in security.
World News from the BBC. An Afghan man has been arrested in France, accused of planning a jihadist attack in a football stadium or shopping centre. The man, aged 22, was detained in Toulouse on Tuesday. French anti-terrorism investigators say he appeared to have links to the Islamic State group, which is becoming more active in Afghanistan. Ukraine's President Zelensky has spoken of very difficult conditions facing his country's troops on the front lines in Donetsk and Zaporizhia. Following a briefing with his military chief, he also spoke of attempts by Russia to push back Ukrainian troops in occupied parts of the southern Russian region of Kursk. A respected US-based think tank has reported recent Russian advances there as Moscow intensifies its campaign to recapture territory lost to Ukraine. The Baloch Liberation Army, a militant nationalist group in Pakistan's Balochistan province, has denied involvement in a massacre at a coal mine on Thursday. Unidentified gunmen stormed miners' accommodation in the district of Duki and shot 20 men dead, injuring several more. In a statement, the BLA said it had no involvement in what it called a tragic incident. A genetic study of the remains of the explorer Christopher Columbus has concluded he was most likely of Jewish heritage. The findings by Spanish scientists was announced in a documentary on national television. Columbus, whose voyages began the Spanish conquests in the Americas, was traditionally thought to have come from Genoa in Italy. But researchers say the evidence suggests he was a Sephardic Jew, possibly from Valencia.
Columbus was a Sephardic Jew, following the Jewish customs and traditions with Jewish patrons who taught him Jewish traditions. But in public, he was apparently Christian.
The documentary suggests Columbus concealed his Jewish identity or converted to Catholicism to escape persecution. Practicing Jews were expelled from Spain in 1492, the same year he landed in the Americas. BBC News.